God bless the flag, we all beating our chests. When it's peace, it's the same old game, the same old players, same old names. My skin is my sin. My skin is my sin. My skin is my sin.
What's up, what's up, what's up? My skin is my sin. What's going on, ladies? Y'all all right?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good, as usual. It's a good day, you know. Nice little rainy, but that's all right. You know, no complaints here. Got a nice topic on deck. Ready to get into it. How about you?
Same. See how this turns out.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people got a lot of strong opinions in regards to using the word nigga. Nigger, however, you know, it just depends on where you at. And people have different opinions depending on the situation, I would guess. I personally use niggas. I have cut down on using niggas significantly, I'm not going to lie. But I don't really see a big problem with it either. I feel like I was telling Amber earlier, I feel like it's the only thing we just stole from white people and refuse to give it back. So for some odd reason, I kind of take some type of happiness in that. I'm not one of those people that think that white people should be saying it either, under any circumstances, with guh or whatever. I'm strongly against that, and that might be problematic if done in my vicinity, put it that way. What you think about that, Amber?
I agree that, like, other cultures shouldn't use, other races shouldn't utilize it. I don't use it very often, and not that I'm against it. It's just not a word that finds itself in my vocabulary that often. I'm not going to say I don't use it, because I do. But I'm not, like, anti-using the word. I'm not – I don't know if I promote it, but I don't know. I don't know.
I know I've heard, like, I've seen a million posts, you know, and it break down the 1,000 years of the word. I mean, you know, I'm exaggerating.
Yeah.
I'm assuming slightly. But they give you the phonetics. They give you the lineage of the word. And I think that just goes over some people's heads, myself included, sometimes. Because you hear one thing, and then I see another video where a guy's saying, no, it wasn't Latin. It was this. It morphed into a word. I don't really care about that far back to a certain extent. I care in the historical aspect, but as far as my usage, I look at it as a more recent phenomenon, so to speak. I can't imagine that, you know, before we got to this country, people was just openly calling each other niggas. I don't think that was happening. But it is what it is, you know? I mean, there's plenty of words that 10 years ago wasn't a word, and we've given a negative connotation or we've made it celebratory. When do we stop? You know, what other words should I not use?
That's true.
What was it with not retarded? And I apologize if I offended anybody. But at what point did that become not acceptable? And who decided that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I look at it as the same thing with nigga. You know, you're going to have, I've seen a lot of people that, oh my God, it just crawls their skin if I say it, type it, or whatever. They look at me and it looks like I'm thinking nigga. They get upset. And some people understand that there's a time and a place for it. You don't want to be in a boardroom and accidentally say, yeah, that was my nigga. No. But you're at the corner store, might just be the dialect of that neighborhood that you're in. But I'm not going to be mad at anybody for using it, and I'm not going to hate on you if you opt not to use it. But to dictate to other people, I think, is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to explain, okay, this is why I don't use it, this is how I feel about it, but to say, don't use that word unless you my mama or somebody, that's taking it way too far. I'm grown. I'm able to listen to your opinions, your argument, whatever, your philosophy on the topic. But at the same time, I'm a grown man. I'm going to make my own decision. And the fact that I made a decision that's contrary to yours should not lead you to be pissed off at me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had some people upset with me.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, I agree, but, like, if it makes people uncomfortable, I have no problem not using it around them or not, you know, being fine with that, because I can't understand if it does make people uncomfortable or if they don't condone the use of the word, but it's just how they go about expressing that.
Yeah, I get that. You know, like I don't say nigga in elevated mind. I just don't.
Yeah.
Just not necessarily the place for it. But if you come over to my house, you liable to hear nigga a lot. You know, so I guess it does have its time and its place. But just like I don't want them, you know, taking pictures of my house or bugging my house, I don't want somebody to try to dictate to me how I should speak in the confines of my own home. Now, if I come over to your house and I know you're not on that, then I'm going to adjust accordingly. I think we all do that in all types of scenarios in life. It ain't just with the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I even kind of felt funny even having to type that, the N-word, you know, like why I can't, you know, just say it, I guess. But, like I said, I don't want to offend people who aren't fans of the usage. You know? Mm-hmm. I've gotten an inbox about my usage, and I didn't elevate it, but in another group, and somebody was offended that I was using that word, and I was using it so freely.
Mm-hmm.
And they let me know explicitly how they felt. It's funny how they tell you not to use one word by using other derogatory terms. I got to throw that out there, too.
That's very true.
Kind of like the video of the girl that I think she was at Walmart, and she was talking about the black baby doll. It was only one, and it was way in the back of the little display case. Proceeds to call the baby doll a black bitch. Excuse my language. But how does that make sense? You complaining about one thing by reinforcing another stereotype. That's not fair. You know, but I have known of neighborhoods where they allow, like, the white people to grow up with them, they allow them to say nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool when it's in your neighborhood around your friends. Problem with that is that it becomes part of their dialect, and they're not going to always be in that neighborhood, and you might be in my neighborhood and say that. And that's not acceptable where I'm at, personally. So I have a problem with that. I had a gentleman actually one time in my life, you know, I'm from Detroit, so it's not that many white people in Detroit, quite honestly. But once I was up in Lansing, and a guy, I'm just riding a bike across campus, and white guy just yells out the window, "Get out the fucking way, nigger." That's the first time I had ever experienced that. And I was quite upset, let's just say that. And we discussed it. And he apologized several times.
Okay, can I jump in?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Let me go ahead and do the opposite here. I do not think that we should use it because of the fact that many people do not know where it came from. And all we know, a lot of people know, not me, is that it came from a white slave master as a derogatory term. From my understanding, it means ignorance. It means white, black, anybody could be it. But I honestly feel that someone shouldn't get mad about a white person saying it if they saying it because of what I think about it. without going back into
That's the same thing when people say, well, black folks shouldn't complain about the cops killing them because of black-on-black crime.
No, that's not the same. No, no, no. That's not the same. Because nigger means ignorance, period. They were calling us ignorant. And so that's why I say anybody could be ignorant. And if you don't run around calling, and if you don't run around calling each other stuff, then they gonna do it.
No, because it's some stuff.
I don't see why if you call yourself a derogatory term that came from the slave master, and if you mad, if you really mad about the term, then why use it? Period. If you gonna get mad at somebody else for using it, if it's derogatory, it's derogatory.
Yeah, I see that.
It's derogatory under certain circumstances.
See, that's the part that doesn't make sense. How can it be conditional?
I see that, too.
I mean,
a word is derogatory only conditionally. Like, if I call somebody a bitch, only I can call them a bitch, but not you, even though the word bitch means a dog, but I can cut you out and call you a bitch, but can nobody else call you a bitch?
You,
either
like,
way
you
it
ain't
goes,
never
whoever uses it is derogatory. I see it all the time.
No, you
that doesn't make it right.
Like two chicks, they best friends. And I've seen it plenty of times. They call each other bitch. But let somebody else call one of them bitch, and they piss. It's the problem.
Yeah, and they silly. So I don't like it.
Yeah.
Myself. And I have a best friend who does it all the time. I had to learn to start ignoring her.
It's like when you a kid and you hanging out with your boys and y'all cracking mama jokes. It's all fine and gravy until that one dude that none of y'all know come over to the circle trying to crack your mama jokes. Then we got a problem. You're talking about my mama. It's different. I think every culture, every race has like inside jokes, quote unquote, or things that they say amongst themselves.
But does talking about your mama come from the master? Does it come from back from being a slave? Does talking about your mama come from in? So many different things have different meanings. They stem from different places, which is what makes it more influential and effective.
Yeah,
so as far as comparing, there's not a lot that can be compared when you really think about it.
I mean, I feel that, you know, but at the same time, like, I guess it's just part of it. I've grown up with it for so long that just like any other word to me, maybe I have allowed the value of it to decrease for myself. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know, but I just don't like being beat over the head with don't. It's just going to make me kind of want to do it even more because you're upsetting me now. You irritate me.
Understandable.
You know, the way you explained it just like made perfect sense. You know, I get it. It's probably not going to stop me from using it, but like I say, I didn't cut down significantly, you know.
Understandable. We all didn't know. I mean, I still use it occasionally. So it's not like I'm perfect in the word verbiage area either. So I don't think anyone here, like people who probably tell you not to use it, probably steady using something else that they shouldn't be using. So I'm not going to run around trying to correct people. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I wish I would not say it at all, but I'm not going to jump down somebody's throat if they're saying it. It's just I'd rather you not. Unless you're going to go down into the history and use the proper terms and call somebody a king or a god. And people do bring up the history, but the spellings, to me, different spellings have different meanings. Just like people, you want to say queen means something else. It has a different spelling. It means something else. It may sound the same, but it's not the same.
That's true. But you can't really say, like, king or god in an angry tone. Like, it just doesn't work.
But it's bringing back the fact that nigger is derogatory.
Huh? It's situational, you know, but I just can't imagine, you know, I'm really pissed off at somebody. Look, King, I'm pissed off. No, it just doesn't, You know, it's like you angry, but not, you know, sometimes you want to just really show that you angry and there is no friendly in you. And King and God just don't do it for me. It's like I'm angry almost. I'm angry light. I could yell, but just that verbiage just doesn't hold the same kick to me. So, yeah, have I used it ever offensively? Yeah, I have. Not necessarily racially offensive. I've just used it to display part of my anger. So I think that would be definitely a little bit different. That's just my opinion on it. You know, but I've never been like said nigga to be like, okay, well, I want to offend you as a black person. No, that just don't make sense to me, quite honestly, because I'm black. I don't even see it that way. You know, but I guess the way you say it does make some sense. You know, and most of the times, so well, it ain't too many words that most of us know the origin of. And we probably use nigga probably a million times a day collectively. At least not us per se, but just black people in general probably use it more than everybody else.
True.
You know. And my bad. If you are on hold and you would like to talk, press 1 for me, okay? So I'll know you want to get on the line. You know, but I kind of, I guess it's just something that you have to, just like you've been trained to use, you kind of have to train yourself not to use it. And your circle makes a difference, too. If everybody in your circle is saying nigga, you're going to say nigga at some point, whether you even realize it or not. But if your circle is more, you know, conscious, and not really on that, then you probably gonna decrease just by sheer proximity. You probably gonna decrease your amount of times of saying it. You know, like I say, I don't say it in elevated. There's several groups I just don't go in there posting nigga, nigga, nigga. Now I've seen that and I thought it was inappropriate. Well, I guess it makes me a hypocrite. What
you say now? I don't know if that's necessarily a hypocrite. It's just you know how to act accordingly.
That makes sense. I mean, you know, I think to a certain extent we all hypocrites, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's human nature.
Just to a certain level. We got somebody on the line right quick, though. I'm going to take this call.
Okay.
My skin is not thin. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is 752. But my man, how do people know that you're talking to them when they call in?
How do they know?
Yeah, like okay, let's say if you have 10 callers on the line and all of them have pressed number 1, how would they know which one you're talking to when they, you know, when it's their time to speak?
If I have like a whole, well, I write each number down and I try to a lot of times they'll post their 4 in the group, the last 4 of their phone number, and I just try to put a name to it. It depends on how many calls I got. I should have just said 8829. I'll do that. I'll try to keep a thought on that and continue to do that in the future. My bad for you, fam.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, y'all got a good thing going on. You know, the few shows that y'all have done so far, you know, they've been really, really good. You know what I'm saying? But everybody has... Everybody who plays the game can always improve. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't hard to do it. So, you know, so it's just a good idea to make sure people know, you know, their place in line, so they'll be ready to go. You know, they make things just move on a lot smoother. So that's all I was trying to do. I wasn't trying to break your balls. Trust me. You know what I mean? But
I'm not mad, man. I take all the constructive criticism we can get, man. I appreciate it. I do.
All
right. Well, you always talking about the word. You always talking about the word, nigga. Huh?
I was getting ready to ask you what you think about the topic.
Well, I came in at around 7:10 my time, so that's probably 6:10 your time. So I didn't really pick up what y'all were talking about in depth, but from what I gather, y'all were talking about the usage of the word nigga. Am I on point with that? Well, you know, I'll say
that's
this.
Correct.
When it comes to words, I can't necessarily say that I have a problem with it when it's used as more of a noun, you know, more of a term of endearment, more of a use more of a term of affection, you know, things like that. I realize our history of where it comes from, as far as this country is concerned, and I do realize that what it really means is ignorant, although just like a lot of words that are used on a regular basis, it has taken on a meaning that is supposed to be derogatory. I mean, I guess if you call somebody ignorant, what ignorant means is to not know something, so we're all guilty of that, so I guess we would all be niggers. But when you take a word like nigger and you cut the ER off of it and put an A on it and you say nigga, which makes it become a word that black people use amongst each other to basically speak each other. It's sort of substituting for the word man or friend or dude or something like that. So, you know, very rarely do we use the word in anger to describe somebody that I almost messed up with saying that because I was about to say that we don't use it as a way to diss each other, and we do. But normally, we have other words to describe somebody who is doing something that is ignorant. Like we'll say somebody is ghetto. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
right.
Basically means that you don't have a lot of manners, you don't have a lot of home training, you know, basically we can dress you up but we can't take you nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to act. But I think when it comes to the word nigga, I think that we give it more credit than it deserves. And I'm all about giving power to things and taking power away from things. Like for example, money. It seems to be like in our system of capitalism, we accept that money is power. Some of us don't even know what that term means. You know, we say money is power, but we don't even understand what power is or where power comes from. But we've heard it before, so we know how to use the word, and we know how to use the term or the sentence, but we don't really understand what we're talking about. And I think that's sort of how it goes with the word nigger too. So, like I said, the word nigger means ignorant. But we're not normally calling somebody ignorant when we use the term. If I say, yo, that's my nigga over there, you know what I mean? Me and my niggas, you know, we ride out on the weekends, we be having fun. Yo, me and my niggas, we going down to the beach. You know, this summer, we going to ride on the jet ski, because that's how me and my niggas do. I take care of all my niggas, you know what I mean? That's my niggas, you know.
Right.
I don't know about them niggas around there, but my niggas is like this. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not using it as a way of dissing somebody. Like I said, it's taking the word the place of a word like friend or men or man or something like that. Sometimes we even mess around and call girls niggas. Like, yo, nigga, stop playing. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I think that when a white person uses it, and they may use it in anger, or they may use it in a way to symbolize something derogatory, I think that's the time when we give it more credence than it deserves. Because you got white people running around here calling themselves niggas. You know what I mean? And words have power. They do. Words have power. But just like money, it has the power that you give it. It's just like God. He has the power that you give him. Atheists, like, God has no power over atheists because they don't believe. You understand what I'm saying?
When you believe in situation.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's situational.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes,
yeah,
you know,
man,
sometimes
I'm not,
it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about
that. Sometimes it's not, yeah.
Yeah, but when you give something power that it doesn't deserve, or when you put power in the wrong hands, of course it's going to be abused. So if you let a white person know that they can hurt your feelings by calling you a nigger, even though black people have called you nigger all day long, probably 100 times today, you're like, what kind of shit is that? You understand what I'm saying? we don't have words that we can say to them that hurt their feelings. We can call them redneck, they don't give a shit. We can call them honky, they don't give a shit. We can call them peckerwood, they don't give a shit. Like, but you mean to tell me that one word, they call us nigger, and we boo-hooing, going crazy, ready to sue, crying civil rights, you know what I mean? Calling lawyers, calling the news for me, get out of here with all of that. How come we can't just pluck them off our skin like a fly? Like, look, you know, look, the word means ignorant, and if you don't understand that I'm not ignorant, I'm probably more, you know, I'm probably smarter than you. So who's the real nigga here? You know what I mean? You have to sort of use, you know, fight fire with fire, and I'm not saying
I disagree.
You disagree?
I'm sorry, but I'm just not one of those people that could just like be okay with a white person calling me a nigga. We got a problem.
Oh no,
that's
I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not saying that it's okay for white people to call black people niggas. What I'm saying is we can't let our enemy feel like they can break us down just by something verbal, because that's corny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, all of the stuff that black people have been through, you know, we talk about slavery, we talk about genocide, we talk about through lynchings, Jim Crow, civil rights, now gentrification, and you mean to tell me that we're going to let the word nigger, you know, really, really hurt our feelings? That's the shit that got us boo-hooing? Really? I don't know. I can't accept that. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, you know, white people can call me nigga all day. Watch what this nigga do. This nigga's not going to I'm not going to play into your hands. I'm not going to play into your hands and punch you in the face so you can sue me. For you understand what I'm saying? But this is what I'm going to do.
I do, but
you just call me.
I probably would just get sued. But we're going to take another caller right quick, okay? Appreciate you calling in, fam.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Hello?
Skin is my sin. Can I help you? 0614?
It's me. It's Karen Allen. Jobs, how are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Listen, I want to speak directly to your last caller, and I hope he's still on the line.
Hold on.
Yeah. What's going on?
Make sure that you tell the people to hold on the line when you're getting somebody else on the call so they don't hang up.
Okay. Will do.
The problem with the word is this, okay? I've been living in this state since 1998, and I'm living amongst white people. And I always said, I don't give a shit what they say. They could call, when they say nigga, I'm not turning around because they ain't talking to me. So the word
never really bothered me until I'm recognizing that, first of all, my daughter goes to work. She has a degree, and she works in an environment where she works with a bunch of Hispanic people, brown people, who use the word like a daily, they just use it just like the last caller said, as a term of endearment. Not in the workplace. That's inappropriate. That's for one. They don't even recognize it as being inappropriate. So folks are getting written up because they don't recognize how to act in the workplace. That's the first thing. The second part of it is this.
Wait. Hold on. Job.
What's up?
You hung up the caller that she wants to speak to.
I had already done that before she got on the phone.
Yeah, a little bit. I was like, I can hear her. They're supposed to hang them up, Job.
Oh, my bad. Every time I do that, it gets me. If I leave them on, it gets an echo after a while, so I stop doing that. But I'm sorry, Karen. Go ahead.
No. And I hope he's still listening, because the point that I'm trying to make is this. When we use it amongst each other, if I was to call my best girlfriend bitch, hey, what's up? That's my bitch right over there. It's not an endearing term. It just does not. How does it feel good? When does it feel good? You know, it's derogatory. And if you really, someone said earlier that, you know, words have vibrations and words have meaning. When you say nigga, the vibration don't feel good. Now, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, I have to say that nigga, because he's acting like a fool. Okay? So, and I have to catch myself. But the point that I'm trying to make is when we use that word, white people are pleased. That's what they want. They gave us that word. We're not taking the power. We're not taking it. They gave it to us. And what we're doing is we're building on it for them. So they say, thank you. Now we don't have to work because y'all out here calling each other niggas. We don't have to do anything. You guys
care.
Are acting just the way we want you to act. Because you're acting accordingly. You're acting according to the word. You really are. I mean, stop and examine it. When we are in dialogue in the group and we call each other kings and queens, that feels good. That feels good to me. I say Lady Imani or Lady this or Queen this or that, and that feels great and empowering. That doesn't feel, don't call me bitch, because that's not gonna fly. Age has something to do with it. When I was in high school, when someone calls someone else bitch, oh, there's going to be a fight. It's going to be on. When did it change? Nicki Minaj comes on the scene and changed that. Now it's endearing. It's not endearing. It's not cool, and it's not cute. And we really need to stop it, especially if we're trying to empower ourselves, uplift ourselves. If we think of the end product where we're trying to get to, think about where we're trying to get to. Think about how we're going to get there. Calling each other niggas is not going to help us get there at all. It is not. When we call each other kings and queens, it helps.
Karen, see, I look at it differently. I don't think that, first off, I don't think white people care what we call each other. As long as we're spending our money with them, they could care less. We could be calling each other Saturn and Pluto, and they are unconcerned as long as they're getting that dollar. I don't think that nigga is going to take away from our elevation or add to it. I think that's just right there kind of giving it a little too much, but that's just me.
Wait a minute.
But we are going to get to another caller right
quick. What do you mean,
right
what do you, what do you mean when you say that, Josh?
About what?
When you use the word, when you call... When you use the word nigger or nigga,
yeah,
when you're referring to what is it supposed to do? How is it endearing? Maybe that's part of my problem, not understanding. Yeah. What message are we trying to get across when we call each other that?
It's nothing like it can be a form of greeting, okay? You know, when I go back home, I see my boy, I ain't seen him in 5 years. What up, though, my nigga? You know, it's love. I'm not saying it to disparage him in any way. He understands. He reciprocates with the same verbiage. It is just, it has, you know, some people take exception to that, and some people, that's just part of their verbal DNA, so to speak. You just have to train yourself, like I said, you can train yourself, you know, we've been trained to say it, just have to train ourselves not to say it. But we're going to get to another caller right quick, okay, Carrie? Don't hang up. I'm just going to put you on mute. All right, we're going to get to... I'm sorry. 5276.
You?
Can I help you?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
All right, what's going on?
That's good, man. First of all, I totally disagree with you, what you just said, you know what I mean, about the whole nigger, you know, that's my brother, you know, the type shit right there, man. I think that's what's wrong with us right there, you know, our mentality, you know. So the way we look at the word nigger as a term of endearment, as a term of brotherhood, That's what's totally what's wrong with us right there, you know. And if you want to, we could all get into the three definitions of the word nigger or niggers, you know, or niggers, you know, from kings and queens, stuff like that. And then you also got the, you know, the European term, you know, which they give us, you know, niggers, black person, ignorant, lazy, et cetera, et cetera. And then, as you stated, you know, we got the nigger meaning, as you know, the hood term, brotherhood, you know, which is basically, there's three traits to the word. Now, the hood term is the most damaging term, because I hear folks say all the time, hey, we took a word from whites, you know, they once used against us, and now that's our word, and now that they can't say it, that's our word. Now, like, really, in your mind now, really think in your mind now, what exactly are you taking from them? Really?
A word?
No. Now, you're saying that you're taking, is it just a word, or are you taking all the years of lynching, all the years of people being burned alive, you know, of all the years your ancestors being, you can't do this, nigga, nigga baby, nigga boy, nigga this, nigga. Are you taking all that with you? And then you're taking that, and then you take that, you put that in your songs, your poems, you know, in your vocab, you say towards one another, you're my nigga, that's my nigga, you're my nigga, that's my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. Now, and at one point, there's that word clicking up in your brain, and like, you know, an image saying, hey, maybe I should stop saying the word nigga and start respecting my ancestors, you know, who died for me.
Especially with the younger generation, they have no clue at all what it means in any form. It has just morphed into everyday conversation.
But who thought of that, though?
Our forefathers. Ours.
Okay, then. Now, if you're taking a word that's so damaging and trying to make it endearment, you know, and try to glorify it into something that is really not, we should be put a blame also. You don't think so?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
I was saying that now, if we're taking a word that's so damaging and try to twist it and try to glorify it into something that is totally not, shouldn't we be put a blame as well?
I mean, I can't argue that one as far as the perpetuation of the word. Yeah, we definitely have kept it alive and grown it with anything.
Yeah, let me say something, man. Now, let me tell you something. I remember one time I listened to a Farrakhan speech, and he was saying, you know, it's so crazy how, you know, these rappers, you know, come on stage, get their award, and, you know, and they say, oh, I want to thank God, and I want to thank my mama, and this and third, but in the lyrics is nigga this, bitch this, nigga this, bitch this, nigga this. But then again, they don't state, I want to thank God. Isn't that like this, like the straight hypocrisy? Yo, I want to thank God. He the reason I'm here right now. Yo, performing live right now. Yo, my nigga, get up on stage. You a dirty bitch. You a dirty. Like, come on, man. People have to realize that we continue to degrade ourselves. And white folks love that. They soak that right up. They soak it right up. And then, you know what? The youth and okay, look, they don't care, but you know what? We should care. We should care because it's about us. It starts with us. Especially even at home, you know, or even right in your car, you know. I see people, you know, pick up their kids from daycare, you know, put the kids in the car, they turn in the car, nigga this, nigga that. I'm like, really? Like, you know, you really gonna play, like, that type of music around your child? And you think your child's not gonna hear, you know, those lyrics, you know, into their head?
I don't have an argument for that.
And also for the people who just love to use the word nigga. Now at what age, at what point now do you start calling your kids little nigga? Yo, I see people all the time. Yo, that's my little nigga right there, yo. So you're really calling your child little nigga? Male or female? I seen people do that. Yo, this little nigga's bad right here, yo. Like, really, you really calling your child, your nephew, your cousin, little nigga? Now, Max, you something? Huh?
I've said that myself. Yeah, you can't say I like that. I don't.
Yeah, but I'm okay. So now you saying that you don't like that, and Max, why you don't like it?
I think because I'm a situational nigga user. I do understand that it does have negative connotations. I can't argue you at that at all. I also understand the history of it. I'm not going to argue that at all. I really don't have a really good, strong, like, educational rationale for using it. I don't. I still use it, though.
But why? Why?
You know?
Well,
you know what?
Continue to,
we're going to let somebody have this conversation right quick, too, okay?
Huh?
I said we're going to let somebody else in on this conversation right quick.
Let them in, man.
No. I want you to stay on.
Yeah, I'm staying on, man.
All right, 8829. My skin is my skin.
Huh?
You on My Skin Is My Sin.
Okay. This is 752 again. And I wanted to address the sister that was on before. And actually, I wouldn't mind addressing the brother that was just on before me. Because
he's still on
right now. One of the things that's getting lost in all of this is, you know, one thing that black people fail to do is address the real problems in our community and of our condition. Like to suggest that our problems stem from our use of the word nigga is really irresponsible, in my opinion. So somebody got a lot of noise in that back.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Hello?
Like I said, one thing that black people do often is that we fail to address the real problems in our community. But we'll address a lot of things that are cosmetic. You know what I mean? Like, I'm listening to what people are saying about how us using the word nigga is tearing us down. I'm like, really? Well, that was started tearing us down, and this is tearing us down. Like, what way is that happening? I mean, like I said, we've come up out of slavery, genocide, and we have gentrification going on now. We had Jim Crow going on in the 1900s. We have all types of racism and white supremacy. We have white militia groups that are organizing and mobilizing just ready to take us out as soon as somebody says go. And our real problem is the fact that we address each other by the word nigga. We stay on the bottom rung of the ladder as far as financially, educationally, upward mobility. You'd be hard pressed to find 5% of us that have any type of knowledge of self, knowledge of their history, knowledge of their true language, culture, religion, God, and the problems that we run around calling ourselves niggas. Really? So we fail to address things like black on black crime. We killing each other each and every day because we don't love us. This show is called My Skin Is My Skin. You know, I understand the meaning behind it because basically what we're saying is when we see our skin, we don't like it. That's why we're so quick to kill somebody that looks just like us. But you mean to tell me that the real problem is that we address each other as niggas? Even when we're using it as a term of endearment, really? But when an unarmed black man gets killed by a white cop or something like that, then we want to go crazy for 15 minutes until that shit fizzles out and that same guilty white cop gets acquitted or some shit like that. Yeah. But the real problem is that we calling each other niggas. When we kill many of ourselves daily who are unarmed on some old hating ourselves shit, but the problem is that we calling each other nigga. I mean, to me it sounds absurd. Like I said, things get the power. Give them. You know what I mean? Money is power when you believe in, when you make that money your god. That's when it has power.
Right.
If a person won't allow you to pay him off, then you have to deal with him in a whole different kind of way. And that's the same way I look at the word nigga. If you call me
okay.
nigga and I let that shit and I let it bounce off me, I'm like, look, I got bigger fish to fry, dog. You know what I mean? I don't have any problem with somebody who doesn't like the word nigga for whatever reason. I don't have a problem not using the word at all. However, the reasons that I use the word have nothing to do with my self-hate, have nothing to do with my ignorance, has nothing to do with my lack of education, understanding, feeling, sympathy, or any
right,
of those
right.
things. I overstand the word nigga. But it's the ones who don't understand nothing that's going on out here that's bitching about the word nigga. I ain't feeling that. We got a lot of work to do. We have young black youth that are out here killing each other, selling drugs, tattooing their faces and all of that, making it impossible, virtually impossible for them to go out and get decent work because they look so crazy, which pretty much lets you know that they don't believe in their future because there's a feeling of hopelessness. There's deep-seated feelings of hopelessness out there for the generation coming forth. And you mean to tell me that the real problem is that we calling each other niggas? Nah. You can't tell me that. I'm sorry. You know, like I said, I don't have no problem with somebody not liking to use the word nigga, and I don't have no problem not using the word nigga. But But you don't. You can't tell me that when I use the word nigga, that I don't understand what I'm doing. No.
You might have to leave in a few, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gotta go. You can take that one. Take that one.
Zal, my bad. We can hear you, man. I can still get you on air. Sorry about that, caller.
No, it's all good. You know, no. Listen. Only thing I'm saying is, you know, you cannot cure a sickness if you keep giving it the wrong medicine and the wrong treatment. If you haven't really identified the problem, that would be like me trying to cure the common cold, but I really have pneumonia. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to be able to cure pneumonia. I'm not going to be able to cure pneumonia with some Robitussin or some aspirin or some chicken soup. It's not going to work. So we have to start identifying the real problem and addressing that instead of addressing the cosmetic shit. You know, we all dressed up. We ain't got nowhere to go. Nah.
You know what?
Let's address the real problem.
We gonna let somebody else in on this conversation with you, okay? So I'm not muting you. I'm not cutting you off. I'm just going to bring somebody else into the conversation, all right?
Okay.
We're going to answer 0313.
Hello?
My skin is my skin. Can I help you?
What's going on? It's Sean Dawn, Elevated Minds.
What's good, fam?
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is Sean Dawn. What's going on? Y'all talking about the N-word, right?
Right.
I tell you how I feel about it. You know, I try my best not to use it, but when I do use it, it's out of reaction. You know what I mean? You know, the past me who was, into the, all of that, you know, springs it out. I use brother most of the time. You know, I say brother most of the time. But how I feel about the word in itself, kind of tapping into what the last brother said, I feel that it has too much power. You know, because people get so bent out of shape when certain people say it. You know, I feel if we stop using the word, how do I put it? The word, okay. All right, us using it, it kind of makes it like gives white people that argument when they say it. Well, you guys say it. You know what I mean? If we didn't say it, when they do say it, it'll be like, you know, it points more out the supremacist side of them, you know, because the supremacist will argue, he'll be like, well, you guys say it, but if we don't say it and they do say it, it's like, come on, bruh, you know what I mean? You're clearly racist. But people could, like, work their way around it, because you got white people that be saying it, like, oh, we damn, like, okay, I understand it's a term of endearment for some of us, but, you know, I just feel like, like, I use it out of habit, so I can't even really get too, you know, crazy about it, because I use it sometimes, but I feel like, you know, part of me is like, yo, we shouldn't use it.
Let me ask you this. Let's say tomorrow morning the word totally disappears from the English language. No one on the planet has the ability to say nigga anymore in any connotation, form, or way. What changes about black folks in America besides that word? Does anything change for us without that word?
Nothing really. All I can say about it is they'll be calling us something else. You know what I mean? They'll call us something else. But then when they do call us it, it won't be no. Depending on what they say, it won't be like, well, you guys say it too. You know what I mean? It'll eliminate that argument. But you know, who knows, man?
Well, I like to say that even if nobody used the word nigga again, will it improve our condition?
Oh no!
No. That's my whole problem with this. You know what I mean? To suggest that this is what's hurting us, then if you take it away, then we should come up. Our school system should get better. Our educational system should get better. Our upward mobility should get better. Our financial status should get better. Our love for each other and ourselves should get better. our unification should go get better? Are any of those things going to happen when we our ignorance, the actual thing that the word means, our ignorance should improve once we stop saying nigga, right? So
no,
all of the rape and murder being bought and sold as livestock and all of that and the effects that come from that, all that post traumatic stress disorder that came from all of that. If we take away the word nigga, all of that is negated, right? It all go away, right?
Nope, not at all.
That's cool.
But only thing I say about it is it does have its negative side to it. You know what I mean? I forgot who said it, but you know, I'm sure white people be. I'm not gonna say white people all, but I'm sure there's some of them that be the supremacists be like high fiving when they hear it say it. You know, my nigga, you know what I mean? Just loving it up, but you know, you know. But you know, I'm not too bothered by it, but you know, I feel if we could use other words that'll empower and make us feel each other feel better. You know what I mean, brother? What's good, king? You know what I mean? It makes me feel good sometimes when you know, some of the brothers or sisters say that. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, yeah, all right, queen. You know, I'm tagging, yeah, queen. You know what I mean? It feels good.
Well, I'll tell you like this, you know, there are a lot of white people out there that love to see black people tear each other down, but you know, it depends on the type of white supremacist you are. Like the more refined, educated and wealthy white supremacists, they're the type that don't mind sticking to the plan. They don't mind putting the plan in motion and seeing us see their plan through by having us kill each other, hurt each other, disrespect each other, hate each other, and all of that kind of stuff. Those white supremacists don't mind, but the lower level redneck white supremacists, like a skinhead, a neo-Nazi, a KKK member. They ain't down to just watch us do each other, and they want a part of it. They want to get proactive.
Yeah.
But they need something to do. You got to understand. This is one thing about black people that be irking me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like to address the real problems about people. You know, white people won't come right out and get rid of or speak out against their so-called racist groups. I call them white supremacist groups.
Uh-huh.
But like you know, they're KKK, they're neo-Nazi, they're skinheads, they're Jewish Defense League or whatever. They might, you know, do a little, you know, they might say a little something about them, speak out against them, like, you know, racism is wrong, blah, 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 blah. But you know damn well when it comes down to it, they know they need them. Because those are going to be the ones, that are down the ride when the revolution
comes.
But us niggas,
right?
Us niggas, we didn't look at the Nation of Islam and allow ourselves to be separated on some religious shit. Like, nah, you know, like, I ain't down with them Muslims and all of that, and they preach hate and all of that, or the Hebrew Israelites, or the new Black Panther Party. Anytime we mobilize to make sure that we protect each other, and I mean each other by taking up arms. When we arm ourselves, you know, like when we say we ain't gonna put up with this killing, murdering, all this violence. We gonna fight violence for violence. Us niggas, we be like, we gotta get rid of that because that ain't gonna work. That don't work with Dr. King's plan. Look at it. We need We need our riders just like everybody, just like the white man need his riders. But you ain't going to see the white man try to get rid of his riders. He make laws to protect his riders.
Mm-hmm.
He make laws to protect his riders. Yet we try to get laws passed to take down our riders. You know what I mean? We got to go on the underground.
Right.
Well, you know, you got to get those guns right.
That's why
like
people love Tupac so much. You know,
that's one of the main reasons why I say religion got to be left out. You know what I mean? If we about black empowerment moving forward, that religious stuff just causes all kind of other arguments
division.
Going into different. Yeah, and we don't need that. You know what I mean? If y'all want to debate about whose God is real and what was in this chapter, y'all stay outside while the brothers just worried about it in the movement
right.
within those. We go inside and we come up with a plan. You know what I mean? I feel like all of these sections and sectors we got, everybody could play a part. You know what I mean? Like the Dr. Umars, the Pan Africans, and the Afrocentric mm-hmm. brothers could be the teachers of the community. You know what I mean? The Black Panther Party and the Israelites, they could team up and be the security or the police of the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Everybody could play a part,
mm-hmm.
but everybody got to come together and leave certain shit at the door because there's a bigger. Something, you know, there's a bigger thing at plan we need to make happen.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know what I mean, but everybody,
you know what?
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, Sean, I definitely agree with you. You know, and because that self hate is so ingrained in us, we're afraid of our militia. With guns because we don't trust our people not to use our guns on us. That's the real problem. And because Massa got us so good that we feel like if one of us kill Massa, it's gonna be a big problem. First of all, most of us gonna be boo-hooing over Massa getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We won't be boo-hoo. Why do you have to do that? You ain't gonna make it bad with all of that. Yeah, my face is all that crazy. You know what I mean? And listen, y'all, I hate to be so animated and all this. But you know, like I haven't gotten this off my chest in a while, and I'm sick of this shit. You know, like, look, like I said, we have a sickness. Black people are sick. We are sick. We like AIDS patients, you know what I mean, in the last stages, stage 4 cancer. But we don't see it. You know, the media got us all thinking that it's all good. We have these false notions of equality. We've already given up hope on reparations and all of that. We've given up. What you give up on the fact that you're going to even get paid back, it's like being in a crap game. You know, look, all right, man, you know, we're going to play some dice today. You know what I mean? But you know I'm going to ass bet you. You already know it. So you basically playing me and knowing that I'm going to walk away from this dice game with your money or my money that I owe you because – I did it before, and I did it before, and I did it before, and you dumb enough to keep playing. You know what I'm saying? That's the same way we look at.
Right.
That's the same way we look at reparations, and that's the same way we look at any injustice that is done to us. You know, we look at the Trayvon Martin thing. And we look at the Mike Brown thing, and we look at Sean Bell, we look at what's the brother's name that got killed down in South Carolina, and countless other those other kids who got shot, that other young man who got shot down there in Florida, sitting in the Jeep by the white man going to the liquor store, and
Mm-hmm.
We see all of these things get done, and even in this litigious society that we live in, everybody's suing somebody. But we have been shown that we're not going to win. So we getting ass vetted time after time after time, right? And we've accepted, you know, and you know, oh, man, you know what we be saying? This is payback for OJ.
Lord.
Faller.
Faller. Give me 1 second,
yep.
Man. I'm going to put you on mute for a second. I'm going to bring somebody else into the conversation, all right? Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Salutations, and I want to fight every last man that has been talking for a little while. Because y'all strayed from the initial subject. No, y'all did. Y'all strayed from the initial subject, and we got caught up talking about the supremacists and all these other little minute individuals in the world. They mean nothing. They're zero. The only thing that they have is the money, and all we got to do is put our mind right to get that. But let me say this.
Right.
I had to start from square one on a humble, humble level. See, because back in the day, and I'm probably significantly older than a lot of you in here right now, but back in my day,
mm-hmm.
I was a very quiet individual. I was always observant, and I liked to be seen even less than I was heard because I was such a hustler. I didn't want nobody to come and bag me. But one of the things that I did not have was respect for my brothers and sisters. I'm going to keep it 1,000. If you wasn't on my level of making money, there was no reason for us to even communicate. Me looking at you was like looking through you. And I eventually caught my state bid. And when I did, I decided towards the end of my bid to max out because I didn't want to be on paper. So I started to act up, and I went from a model inmate driving around with outside access in their vehicles to being on lockdown 24/7. And the introspect with that for me was, where did I go critically wrong in my life that I don't even have a friend that I did have friends, don't get me wrong. I had friends who we all thought on the same level. However, I did not have typical how you doing, how was your day, have a good day type friends. Now, the one thing that I had to reevaluate and fix was the way I even addressed people. No, I'm not going to call you boo. No, I'm not going to call you, you know, my terms of endearment are how you doing, honey. Oh, my God, you look so handsome. I have no problem with complimenting people, and that was my door. That was the door I chose to step through. Oh, my God, your face is so beautiful. Oh, my God, your skin is amazing. And it was a switch around for me from the typical conversations that I was having, you know, bullshitting around with my homeboys or whatever, may have you. We have to start somewhere. You got to begin at the very root of what we think we about. No, I don't need to go down the block and show you all my goons and be like, those is my niggas. That sounds so retarded. When I respect every last one of them to the utmost, those are my brothers, and they are kings. I want them to raise and arrive to their greatness. And the way that I approach life today, I tell you, when I tell you, I walk up on people and they tell me, you know what, the fact that you even talked to me the way that you did today, I was having a shitty day, and you brought me out of there, and thank you so much. This is a progressive moment for all of us to be able to switch around. Yeah, that's my bitch. No, she's not my bitch. No, she's not. That is my sister, and I respect her to the utmost. So that is a queen right there, you know. And I made that significant change, and the people around me and the vibe and the clarity upon which I dealt with everyone and the life that I was living began to flourish. People come to me and ask me for advice all the time. People call me in the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, says I need help. Like, let me tell you something. And because it started with me beginning the process of treating everyone around me the way I want to be treated. And let me tell you something. If you okay with that word and your homeboy calling you a young ass, my nigga, I'm sorry. There's something really twisted about that. And let me tell you, we see it every day on the first 48, how my nigga flips on me and sends me to jail for the rest of my life and takes down my whole crew. I'm sorry. If we can begin at the small, and that's a small thing, to eradicate that word out of our vocabulary, that is such a small, minute thing that if we can get that out of there, we can move in any direction we want. Like, y'all got me mad passionate about this because I'm a firm believer in it, because I am a part of the change that I want to see. I am making those kind of moves. And if y'all are refusing to do that, then you know what? You need to hang up the phone and don't even talk about the issue. And I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you like that, because you're defeating your own purpose. Don't get in your own way because you don't want to be different than your homeboy. Come on. We all walking around in the same pair of Jordans. Don't be an idiot. I'd rather spend that $200 on my house and make my house look nice so that when y'all come over and have some damn tea, the fucking cups are made of bone china. Like, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm saying to you, in order to be able to be a progressive people, you have to change on every level. You got to think one step ahead. You got to keep it moving. And don't worry about what these other people, the insignificant, minute others, are even thinking about or doing. Because at the end of the day, we are the only ones that are going to get in our way. And we continuously do it because we're so busy worried about what each other are doing. Man, I'm going to help my sister get up. I'm going to go and get my brother and get him out of the predicament he's in. And I'm going to, you know, like, yo, I am on that level. I feed my brothers and sisters if they're hungry and they out there. I have those conversations with people that are still on crack today. Oh, my God, you still on crack? My sister, why are you out here? I have a friend. Her and I did a bid together. I saw her out here smoking, and that bothered me so bad. And every night I would sit outside with her and be like, "Duck, please, please get off these streets, sis." Like, I saw that sister the other day. She was wearing more jewelry than anybody. I was like, "Oh, my God, look at you. You're amazing. You're beautiful." And she said, "A lot of my recovery has everything to do with you." You know what? Let me tell you something. I used to tell people to call me Angie. My name is Angelique. My name is not Angie. And when I started to respond to the name Angelique and tell people my name was Angelique, I started to feel better about myself. Just my name, my birth-given name. You know, come on, guys. Y'all really have to understand where I'm coming from. If you can't scratch off from the littlest part of what's going on in your life every day, every day, every day, all day, every day, where are you going to begin? Don't be worried about anybody else. Don't consign yourself to what everybody else is saying or doing. As long as you are doing what's right for you in that righteous way that you're saying you want to elevate up out of everything, then your sin no longer is your sin. You feel me? Like, y'all have to get out of that. Like, yo, I love so many of y'all. I watch y'all. I lay in the cut. I view on Facebook, like, lurking. That's what I do. It's just something I do. I learn a great deal by doing that. But hearing y'all say, oh, this ain't going to change nothing, why won't it? Tell me why it won't. Explain to me how that's not going to work. Yes, it does. And your children will be the future. And maybe we won't see it right now, but your children will move on and be progressive with that, and they'll learn how to respect each other in the street. I don't worry and concern myself with what, you know, someone who's fallen to the wayside has done if that's where they want to be. And when they don't want to be there anymore, they know they can pick up the phone and call me and I'm going to come get them. That's what we're talking about. That's how we're going to educate each other. That's how we're going to empower each other. And it surely ain't going to be by us saying, yeah, that's my nigga. Nah. that's my brother, and I love him, and I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him right now. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Y'all had me so hot 4 minutes there. I was like, man, yes, it does change it. It does. That's what we're talking about it for. That's why we brought it up as a topic. It's important, and it should be eradicated. It's a negative, derogatory, the depravity of that word is disgusting, and I hate it. I hate that word. And I'm Puerto Rican. So at the end of the day, like, you know what? We all mixed in together. You know, I'm not privy to that word. That word doesn't describe me. That word doesn't use me as a term of endearment. That word does not make me feel better. No, it doesn't. If you can't call me Angelique and or honey or babe or something like that, don't call me. I'm good. We don't have to talk. I'm good with that because I've got to keep that positive around me at all times. And I think that once you begin to address your brothers like that, if they're really bothering with you, I guarantee you they're going to move with that. They're going to take it. It's going to be like a trend. It's going to happen. And watch the beauty of that change. Watch how we are perceived from the outside world. Watch. But if you don't start somewhere, come on now. This is simple. This is the easy part. The hard part is getting our stuff together so that we can go ahead and be a body of people of color that makes shit happen in the world. And we are the shot callers. But until then, what are you going to do? You going to keep, yeah, that's my nigga. No, I can't. I'm not even hanging with that. I can't. Like, y'all really have to understand. That's why I try to do my best all the time, queen, king, like letting you know I enforce that. I push it. I make it happen, you know, because it's just that important to me because I know how it makes me feel. I love when my brothers address me as queen. Like, I'm like, wow, yo, that's such a beautiful thing. And it had to be something because it picked up. I started using that word in angry fans, and it picked up. Everybody started using it all of a sudden. You know why? Because it makes you feel good, and it makes your brother feel good, and it makes your sister feel good. So at the end of the day, you're saying that it won't change nothing? I disagree, and I'll fight you behind it because I have seen it change everything. I've seen it help people to address each other with a deep, loving respect. And if we can get that, what gets in our way? Nothing. The only thing that gets in our way is our own feelings and opinions. And please stop all of that. Stop getting in your own way. I'm sorry, I'm a well-oiled machine. And if you're not ready to take a stand with me, I'm plowing through you. I got to do what I got to do. And that's where we need to keep our focus. And I'm sorry, I talked a lot. And I'm shutting up now.
Okay, is there anybody on the line that can still talk? Amber? Job? Sean Don?
Hey, everybody, hold up.
Omar, I think he put some people on mute before the computer messed up.
Oh. Are people mad at me? I don't want y'all to be mad at me. No,
the computer's messing up, Angelique.
Okay. Still online?
I guess ain't nobody else. Amber? Okay, it's just me and you.
Well, I am honored and humbled, Queen Amber, because you are the mom. So yes, how do you feel about what I said? Because it's so important.
This is Shanika, but I agree with what you said. I had spoke about it earlier, and I have. Hold on, okay.
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 whatever.
Hello, Angelique?
Yes, yes.
Okay, anybody that's listening, we're going to have to cancel out the rest of the show because he's having computer problems and can't nobody else get on the phone. Giles can't get on the phone. Amber can't get on the phone. Nobody else can get on the phone except for whoever's on hold. So we just going to cancel out the rest, and we're going to have to pick it back up later or another day or something.
Yeah, we
but
still
I appreciate
have to
you
talk
calling
about
I appreciate everybody calling in and giving their points of view on it. So I guess I will talk to all of you later.
Okay. Be peace, queen.
Okay. Bye.